after it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze. That not just froze, but
froze and busted.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
bust.
People used to buy flour in a
barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
They would come in barrels too. They go to China's. 5 gallon jugs.
So what do you use to make it? Maybe to pour water in a narrow mouth bottle. Pour water in.
Fine.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
Bought food at the store, the grocer would put them in a
paper poke sack.
What do you call a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Potato sack.
Well, it, you know, food comes in them too, those kind of bags.
Crocus sack, toast sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to a mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel, peck.
But any other kind of quantity that you tell me. What about the amount of wood you can carry?
Nothing.
Your mother can send you out and say, bring in.
Load of wood.
Just a line
full of wood.
Light burns out an electric lamp, that electric lamp, you have to put in a new one.
Bulb.
When you carry washing, you have to hang it up on a line, you carry it out in a
basket, clothes basket.
Where the nails come in?
Cake.
What runs around the barrel holds the wood and
just some wire station that holds it together. Band.
You never had any other word for it. Sometimes you take them off and throw them down the street. You go to the other end
and chew it up. Yeah, I do. I don't know what the
memory station
is.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Like a cork or a stop.
You need a bunch of children play with her. Hell like this, what do they call it?
French hole.
Any other name that you don't know on the side?
No. Juice harp, a harp, a harmonica or something.
Now the one that you hold between the teeth, you know, what do you call that?
That's a juice harp.